Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Soulprite-style jungle snare snap in Ableton Live 12, and then we're placing it where it really matters, inside a bassline-led drum and bass arrangement. And I want to start with a really important point for beginners. A jungle snare does not feel huge just because it is loud. It feels huge because it is framed well. It has a fast attack, a controlled crack in the mid-range, enough space around it, and a bassline that knows when to get out of the way. That's the energy we're going after. We're going to keep this practical and beginner-friendly. By the end, you'll have a 2-bar DNB loop with kick, snare, bass, and a simple arrangement idea you can expand into a full tune. Let's get into it. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. A great starter is 172 BPM. That's a nice zone for jungle and drum and bass. Now create a new MIDI track and load a drum rack. If you already have a snare sample you like, perfect. If not, just pick a clean one-shot snare from your library. Don't stress too much about the source right now. We're focusing on shape and placement. The first thing to listen for is whether your snare has the right basic character. For this style, you want something short, sharp, and not too boomy. A good jungle snare usually has a quick transient, a little brightness, and some bite in that mid to upper mid range, roughly around 1 to 4 kHz. If your snare is weak, that is totally fine. We can shape it. Drag the snare into a pad in drum rack that opens it in simpler. In simpler, keep the mode on classic, and for a one shot like this, warp is usually not needed. If the start clicks too hard, you can soften that with a tiny fade, but be careful not to dull the attack. The goal here is simple. Make the snare feel immediate. If the sample has too much tail, shorten it. Lower the release. Keep it snappy. Jungle snares tend to punch and disappear quickly, leaving room for the next note and for the bass line to breathe. Now add EQ 8 after simpler. This is where a lot of the magic starts. First, high pass the snare somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. We do not need low-end rumble in a snare like this. Then, if it sounds boxy, make a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. That area can make a snare feel cloudy. If you want more crack, add a gentle boost somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz. That's often where the snare gets its presence. And if you want a little extra snap or air, you can try a very gentle shelf around 8 to 10 kHz. The key word is gentle. We want focused, not harsh. If the snare starts sounding sharp in a painful way, back off the high boost and think about using saturation instead of just more EQ. Next, add drum bus after EQ 8. Drum bus is a great stock device for this kind of sound, because it can add density and attitude without making the snare feel totally artificial. Start with drive around 5 to 15%. Keep crunch low, maybe 0 to 10%. Leave boom off or very low for the snare, because we do not want to add extra low-end weight that fights the kick and bass. You can push the transient slightly positive if the hit needs more edge. And keep the dry slash wet somewhere in the 30 to 60% range depending on how obvious you want the effect. What you're listening for here is that the snare gets a little more solid, a little more finished, but still keeps its snap. If it starts sounding mushy, too thick, or too slow, you've probably gone a bit too far. If the snare still needs more edge, add saturator after drum bus. Try drive of around plus 2 to plus 5 dB, turn soft clip on, and then trim the output so the level stays honest. That last part matters. Always compare the before and after at roughly the same loudness so your ears are not fooled by volume. Saturation helps pull out harmonic detail, which is exactly what helps a snare cut through a rolling bassline without needing to be cranked to the moon. Now let's talk about transient shape. Ableton doesn't give you a dedicated stock transient shaper in the same way some plugins do, but you can absolutely get the job done with what we already have. One option is to use drum bus transient a little more. Another is to go back into simpler and make sure the sample starts cleanly and the release is short enough. If you want a little extra snap, you can layer a tiny click or noise burst underneath, but for now I recommend starting with one snare sample and making that one sound great before you add layers. Now let's program the rhythm. A classic drum and bass snare lands on beat 2 and beat 4. That's your foundation. But jungle gets interesting because it often adds small syncopations, ghost notes, and little rhythmic push and pull moments. So for your first 2-bar pattern, try this. Kick on beat 1, snare on beat 2, then another kick or ghost kick somewhere around 2.75, then snare on beat 4. In bar 2, do the same, but add a very quiet pickup snare or ghost note just before beat 4. That tiny extra note can make the groove feel much more alive. It gives the pattern that rolling jungle movement without cluttering the mix. Now open the MIDI editor and use velocity variation. This is a big one. Velocity changes make the groove feel human and musical. Keep your main snare hit strong, maybe in the 100 to 127 range, and keep ghost notes much lower, maybe 20 to 50. The ghost notes should support the groove, not demand attention. And here's a useful teacher tip. If the snare feels flat, do not immediately add more processing. First ask yourself whether the sample choice is right, whether the tail is too long, and whether the velocity is doing enough. Often the answer is in the source and the performance, not just the effects chain. Now we need to balance the snare against the bass line. Create a simple bass on a new MIDI track. Use Waveitable or Operator and keep it rolling but simple. Short notes work well because they leave room for the snare to hit cleanly. You want the bass to own the low end, while the snare owns the upper mid crack and impact. If the bass is too bright or too busy in the mids, it will fight the snare. So if needed, use EQ8 on the bass and carve out a little room around 2 to 4kHz. Keep the sub stable and centered, and avoid loading the bass with extra upper mid energy unless you really need it. A great beginner rule is this. If the bass line is busy, the snare should usually be shorter and simpler. If the bass line is sparse, you can allow the snare a little more body or ambience. You can also use gentle sidechain style ducking if needed, but do not rely on that too much at first. In jungle and DNB, arrangement often does more work than heavy pumping. Sometimes the best move is simply to leave space before the snare lands. Now group the drums into a drum group and add a light drum bus chain. On the group, try EQ8 first if you need tiny overall cleanup, then glue compressor, and maybe a little saturator if the drums need a touch more glue. For glue compressor, keep it subtle, ratio around 2 to 1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and only a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 2 dB. We want the drums to feel connected, not flattened. Now let's arrange the idea so it feels like a real track and not just a loop. In arrangement view, start with a simple 8-bar section. Let the first 4 bars establish the groove. Then in bars 5 to 8, add a ghost snare or a small extra break hit. In bars 9 to 12, remove something to create space, maybe a percussion layer or even a little bass movement. Then in bars 13 to 16, bring in a fill or transition element so the snare feels like it's leading the energy forward. That's the real trick. In jungle and drum and bass, the snare should feel like an event. One great way to do that is to remove the bass right before a snare hit. That little gap makes the snare feel bigger without increasing the volume at all. Contrast is doing the heavy lifting. You can also automate a little movement. For example, a slight high shelf boost on the snare during the drop section, or a bit more drum bus drive in a more intense part of the arrangement. A very short reverb throw on a selected snare before a transition can sound amazing too, as long as you cut it off sharply when the drop lands. That contrast is what gives you punch. Let's talk about a few common mistakes, because these come up a lot. One mistake is making the snare louder instead of better. If it sounds harsh but not impactful, the answer is usually tone and space, not just volume. Another mistake is leaving too much low end in the snare. Most jungle snares do not need much below 150 Hz. That area should usually belong to the kick and bass. Another one is oversaturating. A little grit is good. Too much turns the snare into noise and removes the snap. Also, do not ignore velocity. If every note is the same, the groove becomes robotic very quickly. And finally, be careful not to overlayer. Beginners often stack too many snare samples and end up with a messy hit instead of a powerful one. Start with one good snare, and only add a second layer if you truly need it. Here's a quick coaching tip from the real world. Turn your monitor volume down while checking the snare. If it still reads clearly at a lower level, that is usually a very good sign. A well-framed snare stays understandable even when it is not blasting. If you want to push this into darker or heavier drum and bass territory, the same rules still apply. Use contrast, not just aggression. A heavy snare feels bigger when the surrounding elements are restrained. You can try a little more controlled distortion, a slightly tighter low mid shape, or a second snare version that is brighter for fills and turnarounds. But keep the main hit focused. For a practical 15-minute exercise, build a 2-bar loop with your snare chain, program a basic kick and snare rhythm, add one ghost note before beat 4 in bar 2, and then create a simple bass line that deliberately leaves a gap around the snare. Duplicate that into 16 bars and introduce small changes every 4 bars. Then bounce or resample the loop and compare it to the MIDI version. Ask yourself, does the snare still punch when the bass gets busy? Does it stay clear at lower volume? Does it feel exciting without being overprocessed? If yes, you're on the right track. So remember the core idea from this lesson. The Soul Pride style jungle snare snap is not just about making a drum hit. It's about balance, contrast, and arrangement. Shape the transient. Clean up the mids, add a little density, leave room in the bass, and place the snare where the track can celebrate it. That's how you get that real jungle energy. Tight, rolling, and confident. Nice work, and keep going.